for the nation last night.
This was Donald Trump, the unifier, the binder of the nation's wounds, the person who is going to bring a divided country together. I mean, it was almost as if he re-emerged as a cross between sort of Mother Teresa and Nelson Mandela. And you could see the faces of some Democrats who were listening to him thinking, have I got the right bloke here in front of me? Because this doesn't sound anything like Donald Trump. One passage he says, we must reject the politics of revenge, resistance and retribution. He was talking about, we mustn't think about wins for our party, we must think about wins for our nation. This was a very, very different Donald Trump from the one we're used to.
Why?
Well, I think that there's a new political reality. After the midterm elections, the Democrats did exceptionally well. And Donald Trump needs to broaden out his support. He needs to widen his support among women. He needs to widen his support among suburban voters. And it was quite telling, looking at the audience, you know, the congressmen and women listening to him. The Democrats, a lot of women, ethnically much more mixed. And you looked at the male Republicans, and they were nearly all male and white and slightly elderly. And that is a huge Republican problem going forward. And so, on the one hand, Donald Trump has to broaden his appeal. On the other hand, he mustn't lose his base. And so he was trying very hard, at the same time as being this mix between Mother Teresa and Nelson Mandela, also being the firebrand who will build the wall, who will stop late-term abortions and do the other things that either evangelical conservatives or blue-collar America wants to see done.
And that's the thing, isn't it? He wasn't resiling from anything he's said in the past.
No, he wasn't at all. And I thought he made a very clever, there was a very clever phrase where he says, no issue better illustrates the divide between America's working classes and America's political class than illegal immigration. I.e., the American political class all live in these fancy houses with big walls, but they will deny a wall on the southern border to stop illegal immigration that hurts working class America's jobs. And I thought that that was a clever way of kind of putting a dividing line between the people he is representing, blue-collar America, and the political elites. And that is what he has done consistently. His problem is, how is he going to get the money for that border wall to be built? Because Congress, I don't see, is going to give him the $5.7 billion that he wants. And I don't think that he wants to declare a state of emergency, because I think that could spark a huge Republican rebellion. He's got himself in a tricky place with this, and last night's State of the Union didn't navigate a way out of it.
John Sopel there. Well, can he get re-elected in 2020? I've been talking to Bruce Lavelle, who's a member of his